Now this game being very complex, at a certain stage a decision was taken in this dance or in this game, you might say, that a very specific kind of delight had to be experienced. Now this means that actually speaking, in that great dance of Krishna, there are many kinds of delights. Actually speaking, you will see that in this world, delights are always of many kinds. We enjoy colors of different kinds, and each color has a special kind of delight. There are many kinds of tastes we enjoy, and there are numerous kinds of tastes we enjoy. Similarly, there are any kinds of things in the world, each one has a specific delight. It's one of the wonders of the world that although delight is the same, but the forms and the intensities and the kinds which are available, the joy of the mango is different from the joy of the apple. Both are joyous experiences, but the speciality, each one of them, is very specific. So, in the infinite consciousness of the Supreme, there are various kinds of enjoyments possible. But there is one specific kind of delight which is not available in that huge dance which is taking place. Now, what is that specific delight? It is not that because of the absence of that delight, anything is incomplete. One doesn't feel that one must have that specific kind of delight. When there are hundreds of delights available, there is no need of any specific delight. Particularly when you can have any delight whenever you want, even the specific delight which of which I'm going to speak now is also available. But available under certain conditions. That is the only point. In that condition, it is not immediately available. But if you want that kind of delight, even of that delight you are capable, but capable if certain conditions are fulfilled. And you are capable of fulfilling those conditions also. Now what is that specific delight which is not immediately available there, but which you are capable of getting if you want it, and if you can create certain conditions, and you are capable of creating those conditions? It is a delight of discovering something which gets hidden. This is a specific kind of delight. Recovery of something which gets hidden. In other words, there must come about a process of hiding, and then there must be a gradual recovery, and when the whole hiding becomes completely uncovered, then the kind of delight that emerges out of it is a very specific and very intense kind of delight.
What exactly is that something that gets hidden?
The entirety. Transcendental, universal, individual, everything.
Becoming aware of life.
Everything, or totality. The hiding of the totality.
And realizing it is the totality.
their shrines. That specific kind of delight. Now, that kind of delight can arise only if there is hiding process first. Now, this hiding process is a gradual process. Gradual process because hiding always implies a veil. A veil has to be created. If you are a weaver, then we know that it takes time to weave out a piece of cloth. Similarly, if once you decide that you want to have that specific delight, and you are capable of creating conditions, then what happens is that gradually you begin to weave a veil.
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 V-I-L.
A veil. You begin to fabricate a veil. Now, this creation of veil is in the first place quite difficult because the nature of the divine is originally nature of light, luminosity. And wherever there is light, you cannot easily make a veil. Even if you make a veil, it will be transparent in the beginning because of light. So the first step of making a veil is to make a transparent veil. Now, what is the process of making a veil at all, even transparent or not transparent? What is the mechanics of it? How do you make it? How do you fabricate it?
There has to be a pattern.
There has to be a pattern. So what is, and there should be a process of it. How do you weave it out? There are three processes. The first is the original process which is already, I have described, the eternal manifestation of light and the dance of Krishna. That is the first status. There has to be an intense movement, universal movement of dance. If that is not there already, then the next step of veiling does not arise. So first of all, there must be an intensive process of universal dance. The relationship between the individual, supreme, transcendental and the universal, and the rhythms of particulars, all this great play should be already on. Now, while that play is going on, now the next step of veiling starts here, where each individual gives a stress more upon himself than upon the play. A greater attention is paid to oneself rather than to the play. That is, while dancing, you might say, the rhythms of the dance are allowed to be worked out by themselves while you yourself remain away from the actual movement of rhythms. This dress itself is the first veiling. It's transparent at that time. You are aware that you are doing this deliberately for a specific kind of joy in the movement. You allow the play to be left to itself, as it were. And you are witnessing only this creates a very special kind of rhythm of the movement. In technical terms, this is called the movement of apprehending consciousness, as distinguished from the earlier one, which is called comprehending consciousness. In the comprehending consciousness, everything is equable, yourself and the play. You are equally spread out, equally within, and there is a complete distribution of energy. But in this apprehending, there is stress upon the individual and less stress upon the play itself. But it's hardly visible, this kind of distinction between the first and the second is hardly visible. But then the third movement out of that becomes possible. Once you have withdrawn to some extent, then another kind of play begins, in which you can, on the one hand, remain withdrawn and yet you can project yourself into the play. This is called the projecting consciousness. The second was the apprehending, the third is called the projecting consciousness. Now, when the individual projects himself into the play, then he can experience at the same time three statuses of himself simultaneously. On the one hand, he knows that he is spread out all over equally. Secondly, he is aware that he is withdrawn from the whole play. And thirdly, that he now projects himself into the play.
Is this the stage where the ego arises?
No, not yet. It will come later on, not yet. The comprehending stage, apprehending, and the projecting.